The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Do you feel it coming out?
No, you sometimes, like, you know, when your nail breaks,
yeah,
like the nail there can break too. And then, like, with your period, then it can come out.
You're talking shit.
No, it can actually come out.
You're
talking
shit.
Google it.
You're talking
shit. Just Google
it. You're talking shit. You're talking shit. You're actually talking shit right now.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends Are Benefits podcast, episode 19.
Welcome everybody.
I'm here with OT. You guys already know what it is.
Thank you for finally calling me OT, by the way.
I've been calling you OT now for two episodes.
That means a lot.
Let's not get our hopes up for the future. So I have this Reddit thread.
Yeah.
That I found funny.
Okay.
But I want you to brainstorm a little bit in the beginning too.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
So the question is, what would happen if all corn websites were removed from the internet?
What would happen? Honestly, I think the world would just shut down.
In what manner, though?
Fam, I think, like, above 50% of all the activity on the internet is on corn websites. I'm not sure what the exact statistic is, yeah? But, like, a lot of traffic on the internet is people going to corn websites.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that gets taken away from the internet, I don't even know what people are going
to
do.
What's the internet anymore?
Yeah, like, what is the internet?
You've
literally just taken, like, 50% of the internet away from the internet. Nah, it's going to be wild.
So I found some comments that people commented.
Yeah.
There will be only one website left. It will be called Bring Back the Porn.
Basically, precisely
exactly.
That.
Horny people will build their own internet from scratch, and it might take a day or two. Then another person was like, "Now it will take like seconds." It's fact.
Everybody's getting straight to work. Like, you know, one thing though, yeah, like, yeah, magazine like corn sales are gonna go up. It's gonna be like living back in the good old days.
That's what this other person said. Yeah. Well, I mean, not exactly. Somebody just said, "I would be fine. I have stash." Like, he have stash of, like, those kind of porns, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has stash of corn, bro?
Fam, funny story.
No way. No way. I don't believe you.
Oh, my God. This is actually the best story I could possibly ever tell on this podcast.
Let us know.
No. Like, serious face. Okay. Yo, this happened when we were kids, bro. I think probably the first ever time that I got exposed to corn.
Oh no.
I'm dying thinking about it right now. So basically, back in like school, it was like primary school. I'm talking like 6-7 years old.
My cousin, you went to first grade?
Was it even first grade? Something like that. I'm not even sure, like, the exact age that I was, okay? But it was not me that caused the whole mess to happen, yeah?
Okay.
It was my cousin who was like 2 or 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
So what people used to do back then, because, you know, there was only cassettes and CDs.
Yeah.
We used to borrow it from school, right? I think he borrowed it from his friend. Yeah, he borrowed a cassette from his friend. And apparently it was supposed to be cartoon. Okay.
Cartoon.
It was supposed to be cartoon. I swear to God. Because he had done it before, right? And it was like something that we could watch. It was like an actual movie.
Yeah.
This one time he borrowed it from a friend. Mm. And whenever like somebody brings a new movie home, the whole family sits down to watch it.
No.
The whole family.
Oh my God,
sits
no.
down to watch it. I'm telling you, my mom was there, my grandma was there, my other siblings were there.
No, you're
and
lying.
We're all sitting in the living room, sitting down to watch the cassette that my cousin just borrowed for us to watch as a family, okay? I swear, I'm not even making this shit up. I'm not even making this shit up.
The fact that you guys gather for like a movie, like a CD, just trying to get played, that's
cute.
So cute.
It was cute.
And it's like a cartoon too. Yeah. That's very funny. Continue.
That was before Netflix days. So yeah, he put that shit on, yeah? Bruh, he put that shit on. The wildest scenes that you can possibly imagine, yeah? It was just a big woman. She was a legit BBW, yeah? And the guy was jumping on top of her. She was like bent down and he jumped on top of her like he was fully naked. From the moment we saw that, yeah? Panic mode.
Wait, you guys just started
panic
in the middle?
Mode for the whole family. Because nobody knew what the fuck was going on. It was a shock. I think it took like a couple of seconds before we realized like what the hell is happening. Before like, you know, my parents like reacted and like took that shit out.
Yeah.
Nah, fam. Yo, my cousin.
That's impossible scenario.
My cousin was like, he was saying like, ah, shit, I don't know. I don't know how this guy here like... yada yada yada, like.
Oh no!
But I genuinely think like it was a mistake. No, I genuinely think it was a mistake.
I think he probably was there to get porn and then was like, ah, let me get them niggas some cartoon when I'm here. And then he was taking her home and he just handed you guys the wrong CD.
The wrong CD, bro.
Now he's here masturbating to a cartoon.
Bro, fuck. No, that actually has to be one of the most embarrassing moments.
But I don't understand why, like, when somebody always gets exposed of like corn,
yeah,
it always happens like it's always like mid session. You know what I mean? Not like it's not like in the beginning when they're trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm the mailman, la la la, what do you want me to do? It always happens when other people come and see what you're doing. Yeah. It's always like mid fucking porn. You know what I mean? Like craziest part. The craziest.
Oh, you mean like it's never the part where it's like you can play it out as a movie.
Yeah.
Like if the person walks in, you can be like, oh, it's just a movie that we're watching.
Yes.
But I don't feel like watching it no more. Then you just get out.
Yeah,
right?
It's always
the part where it's like hard. Like they're going at it like full force. That's when somebody walks in on you. True though. Have you ever had somebody walk in on you?
No. Thank God. Or maybe like, oh yeah, no. My sister definitely knew like I was watching porn when I was like literal.
Yeah.
My sister used to delete my websites for me. Because it's a family computer.
No.
Yeah. So my sister, she's an OG, I'm telling you.
Holy
she's an
shit.
OG. I didn't know back in them days how to delete your search history.
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So my sister had my back.
Shout out to her, man.
So she deletes it for me and doesn't tell me nothing. Doesn't say a pimp.
Shout out to her.
That's a sister.
She had your back.
She had my back.
You know how embarrassing that would have been?
I would have probably just like blamed it on somebody else,
like
to be honest.
If like an auntie was like using the same software and they saw...
It's a family computer.
Watching. Oh my God.
So yeah.
No, your sister's a
shout
real
out to
OG
my sis.
For real,
shout
man.
Out
she,
to my
she
sis
really,
for that.
She really saved your ass.
She I'm saved my ass. Show. Yeah. But this sitting with the family and then boom.
Yo, bro, the shit was just like, it was just embarrassing from like start to finish. It was just embarrassing from start to finish. I don't know how my cousin talked himself out of that situation, but he managed to talk himself out of it. Nah, that shit was embarrassing, man. Another shit that happened once. This one, it was like innocent. Have you ever played like GTA, Grand Theft Auto? Have you played?
Is
that
it
game?
The strip club?
Yeah, the strip club.
Yeah.
You know, like when the game is about to start, they have like these pictures. It's like different frames. like it's showing the main characters. Mm. And one of the frames is like a woman in a bikini.
Okay? Yeah, it is.
Before
yeah.
the game can actually start.
Mm.
So like, fam, how is it that exactly when the woman in a bikini shows up on TV, literally my mom walks in.
Bust in, yeah.
My mom walks in and you can't skip because the game is loading. You can't skip. My mom walked in. She saw that shit. She was like, oh man. What's in this? What's he gonna do? Like, what is this?
What
are you doing?
Yeah.
What kind of game is this? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, this game is destroying you. She was actually threatening, like, to take away your PlayStation and throw it away because of that game. And this one time I was intentionally, like, in the strip club. Bro, when you're a teenager, man, the hormones really got to you. I was in the strip club.
Yeah.
But, you know, she walked in. But when you're in the strip club, you can pause the game. If you pause the game, it like the pause screen comes on, mm. and then she can't see what mm. happened. So I was that was so close. I almost got busted that
Ooh.
Day. I just knew if she walked in and then she saw that I was in the strip club.
She buys you a PlayStation.
It's over.
It's a wrap.
Buy to electricity. Buy to freedom. Oh man, yeah. Okay. Nah, that shit is embarrassing, man.
So the next person said, I'll be fine. I have a stash. That's weird. Mm. Nobody has a stash.
Mm.
If you have stash, that's a different type of addiction. To me,
that is.
You can't have stash.
Nowadays, you can, but back then, it was normal to have a stash.
Back
nowadays,
then,
if you have a stash, yeah, you're actually addicted to it.
Nowadays, yeah. Yeah, you can't have stash.
Why? Because like,
you're probably watching some crazy shit if you have a stash, to be honest.
Some wild shit that you can't even find on the internet. Probably.
Or if you Google, like, the FBI might pull up on you.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
It's
like
exactly.
That kind of shit.
That kind of shit. Because, like, why? I don't even see the purpose, like, why people pay for it. If you're paying for it, like on the internet, bro, it's like, no. It's like, what are you doing with your money?
But if all porn websites were like illegal, like they shut them down like that, you would pay for porn. You pay for porn. You pay for porn.
Yeah, because people have done worse. The lengths that people would go to
find
to,
porn
to bust a nut.
That's
wild.
That's facts. Yeah, that's what this person said. They said there will be embarrassing magazines hidden in the hollow tree tracks out in the woods again. You know, remember, like, I mean, we were not in that age, to be honest.
No.
They used to hide magazines like everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Like you could hide them behind the wood. You just pick which tree you want. That tree will be yours. I guess that's what niggas used to do back in them days.
Goddamn, bro. The lens people had to go.
OnlyFans would be a great profit.
Their sales would go up.
It will go up.
Up.
But that would be in internet too. So they will be shut down too. Technically though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kleenex sales would take a dive.
Oh.
Because another person commented, comment tears is all they good for. And that's just facts.
A lot of different product sales would take a dive.
Lotion probably, right?
Lotion for sure.
Socks for sure. For sure.
Lubricants for sure, 100%.
Everybody would take a dive.
People would have cleaner sheets at home as well.
Yeah. Laundry, detergent.
Like detergent price is also gonna go down for sure. Yeah, I guess society would crash if they took corn off the internet for sure.
Oh, this person commented, we would have to call your mom directly.
Bro, the disrespect, bro. The actual disrespect.
I love this shit. About the internet, somebody said, internet will speed up 100 times more.
That's what
the
I'm telling you,
bro. The
speed
you're going to catch.
That's what I'm telling you, because most of the traffic goes there. So I guess less people are going
to
be using the internet.
Yeah. Then
you
could
do
shit
some people
fast.
Faster. Like, you search something 0.2 seconds later, it's up. Because Abdi in...
Why is it Abdi?
Because Abdi in New Zealand is not watching it no more. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure some people just go on the internet just for that.
Mm.
The time that they spend on that is like way less than the time that they spend anywhere else.
It's pretty much true.
It is like that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Society would be a lot more productive. I'll tell you that as well. The time
we might crash. We'd just be like a lot of depressed, horny people. I think
it's gonna be like that. Yeah, it's gonna take a dip at first. At first, every like. All the frequent users, yeah, they're going to be sad, they're going to be depressed,
yeah,
and they're going to be looking for their next hit, yeah.
Mm.
But after that initial dip, when they start realizing that like they can be more productive, they don't have it on their mind all the time, then people are going to be way more productive than they have ever been. because they have more time on their hands as well. You don't have time to be watching it, right? So you have more time on your hands.
It's a release, you know, it's giving you dopamine and it's like a release. Otherwise, you're just going to be hyped up. You're just going to be like stressed out.
It doesn't mean that you still can't bust a nut. It just means that you're not going to be watching. Like, think about it. You can still bust a nut, but you just don't have like that material.
Yeah, we're not built like that.
People are
going to
be using their imaginations. But we're not built like that
anymore.
I mean, we're going to evolve to be like that.
We're
going to
evolve that. That's facts, facts.
So initially, there's going to be a dip. We might have a great depression for like the first 2-3 years. But after that great depression, then things are going to start spiking up. Mm-hmm. Society is going to, we're going to build flying cars immediately, bro.
Immediately. Maybe that's what's holding us back. That's what was holding us back.
That is all this corn. Plays a big role in the way society is right now. I swear to God, I'm actually passionate about that. It's wild, man. When you actually think about it, like, there's people actually suffering because they can't stop themselves from watching corn. But yeah, that's a conversation for another time.
That sounds very depressing.
That's a conversation for another time. I also got a Reddit post for us. But this is the initial question. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you just accept? And some of them, I was just like, how do you put up with that? Like, you know, you can be single. Like, you're not forced to be in a relationship with anybody. Why in the world are you putting up with this shit?
Oh my God, what is it?
Some of them
I
were
bet
just spreading
I put up with a lot of shit.
Bruh,
I bet I do.
Bruh, I swear to God, I know you wouldn't put up with anything that's on this
Seriously?
List over here.
Okay, what
gross.
Is it then?
Because it's gross.
No way, ew.
All right, cool. This one is not that gross, but it's just petty. But it's still like an ick. Okay?
Yeah.
So, once again, just a reminder. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you just accept? The first person said, the butt crack. I can't divorce the love of my life, the father of my kids, the person with whom I can laugh and cry together. My life, my partner in sickness and health, good times and bad, over the fact that he will not pull up his pants.
Bruh.
The crack is everywhere. Cute video of the kids. He is inevitably bending down at some point in the video with his crack to the camera. Skyping my parents. Sure enough, he's in the background picking something off the floor. Crack to the camera. At the dog park, let him pick up his dog toy. Crack to the world. Crack, crack, crack. I gave up on it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't bother me. I live with a butt crack.
He lives with a butt crack.
His butt crack is always out in the open. That's an ick.
I guess somebody has to marry them.
Somebody has to, I mean.
Yeah, somebody has to marry this man.
Yeah, there's too many.
Because there are a lot of them.
There's a lot, bro.
There's a lot of them. I bet there's a.
It's always embarrassing. It's always embarrassing when I see a big man, grown
butt
man.
Yeah, like a quack.
With his butt crack out. It's always embarrassing, man.
Butt crack.
It makes me, for some reason, it makes me lose respect for you immediately. Like, the moment I see your butt crack, that's it, bro. The respect is gone.
The thing is, we all have one, but if you see it, it's a problem.
It's, bro. Like, don't you feel the ear?
Oh my God.
Like, how, it's almost like you have to be so self-unconscious that you don't
feel a breeze.
You don't feel something down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because me, every time I squat, every time I go down, like, even though my butt crack might not be showing, I still lift up my boxers to make sure that it's not showing. Or I pull down my shirt to make sure that even if it's showing, somebody ain't seeing it. Because I can't have people losing respect for me because they see my butt crack. It's disrespectful.
That's bare man. That's bare man. Somebody has to marry him, bro.
And it's always
uncles,
she
just ended up with that. Yeah. Oh my God, it's facts.
It's always uncles.
Facts. Bruh. She married the butt crack guy.
She married the butt crack guy. She said crack, crack, crack.
I said quack, quack, quack.
You said quack, quack, quack. All right, so this one says, shits himself. Just a reminder one more time. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you just accept? Shits himself at least once or twice a week. At least once. Oh my God.
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable. Big man? No, fuck that. Even a kid. Why are you shitting yourself once or twice a week?
What is a kid? I mean, kids do it all the time.
No, I'm not. I'm talking like anywhere from like Seven above, you can't do that, even kids, like babies. Yeah.
Twice a week.
It's a weekly thing. It's not a something that happens like once a decade.
Did she like elaborate or that was it?
No, that was it.
That was it.
No explanation. He just shits himself once or twice a week. Why are you putting up with that? Why?
You can't put up with that. That's literally impossible.
No, bro. I'm in bed. I'm trying to sleep. Okay? It's cozy. It's comfortable. The pillows are set up nice. The candle is on. The room is smelling nice. I'm trying to sleep. And then the next moment, it starts smelling in the room. And my partner just shat themselves. And that is something that I need to expect happening like on a weekly basis.
Nah, man, I'm thinking like there's something actually like health reasons.
There has to be health reasons in there. But even then, like wear Pampers. If there's health reasons, there needs to be health precautions as well. Buy him adult diapers.
Yeah.
So buy him something like that.
Why twice?
Yeah, bro.
Why twice a week?
That is something that happens like once in a blue moon, like once a decade. From even then, it's like
weird.
It's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't live that up. I
swear to God, if he's like, if his health is okay and he's doing that, why are you with him? How are you with him?
Yeah.
And that same man you're thinking you want to fuck?
Oh no.
You wanna have the sick with?
The ick.
Nah. Some women just put up with the most.
For nothing, bro.
For nothing.
Bro, be single is better. What is the reason? Be single is actually better.
So much better.
You know what? This is so gross. Let's move on to the next one. When he pops his pimples, blackheads, he wipes it on the wall next to the mirror. He also wipes his boogers on the side of his driver's seat. It's foul.
That's foul.
Big man, bro.
That's foul. That is foul.
That is hella big man. Like, what are you doing, bro? Could you imagine?
No.
You're sitting in your nice SUV with your guy and he just goes. Like right in front of you. Right in front of you. He has no shame. That is something you can do maybe if you're by yourself, right? But you got your partner, your lady, who is supposed to find you attractive sitting next to you, and then you just go
next
in the driver in the car.
I'm actually going to vomit. I would actually vomit.
You would leave him right then and there.
I will vomit and then leave him, yeah. The vomit is happening first.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What is actually wrong with you?
He just does that in the regular, so like she notices too.
Exactly.
So she knows it's a pattern.
Yeah. I mean, during what stage of a relationship do you feel comfortable enough to do something like that?
I think that must be like in the 10 years areas.
It has to be.
It has to be up there. We were not there.
Nah.
We were never there.
Because then at least like, you can't justify that's the reason why you want to get a divorce. You know what I mean? Even though it's foul as fuck.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you would be able to end things with somebody that you have been with together with for 10 years?
After they do that shit?
After you do that shit.
I'ma tell them. If they can change, yes. Yeah. Would you put up with the guy that shits himself?
With a guy?
If a girl was shitting himself every two weeks?
Absolutely not.
I mean, exactly. I don't care how long we have been together. Like,
no way.
No.
That's foul.
What do you mean? I'm telling you, like, it's a problem and then you're not fixing it. It's going to be a problem.
A big problem. The shitting himself part, that one, there's actually no negotion. Once or twice a week.
Yeah.
That one, it only needs to happen
twice. If they're healthy, like I said, like if they're healthy and doing that, that's a problem.
Yeah, it only needs to happen like twice before I bring out the divorce card. It doesn't need to be like just twice daily, just like 1 week and babes, like, what's up?
What's going on?
What's happening? Not wild.
Nah.
That's wild.
All of them are foul.
Again. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you just accept? Picks his nose and eats it. He takes the burger out, then he eats it. Right in front of you.
I would expect like a 5-year-old to write that.
Yeah. Mad. We move on to the next one. Ejaculates.
Nah, bro. Nah. Where is this going?
This one came in wild. Ejaculates on walls and doors. Brags about it. Said it's making our home safer and stronger.
Excuse me?
Somebody commented, please say psych right now. And then she replied, for like a week, I thought maybe I had splashed coffee or some sort of beverage. But no, it was him. He's just...
He busses on doors.
Busses a nut and then he puts it on the walls or the doors. And you know cum has a smell, right?
Cum has very distinct smell.
A very, very distinct smell.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
And when it gets old, I can imagine like when it becomes rotten, it's just sitting there on the wall all dried up. Ugh.
But what I don't understand is like, is he bussing onto the wall and the door, or is he just bussing on his hands and then just rubs just it everywhere? It
on the door. I think that's what he does.
Does this shit. He this said movement
it
right here.
It makes it safer. It makes the house safer and stronger.
Apparently, it feels tiny weeny sperm.
His genes, his babies are making the house stronger.
Wow.
Bro, no, there has to be something wrong with this guy.
There must be something wrong with her.
There has to be. For putting up with that, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Because what any sane person would do, you would arrange for your partner to go speak to a therapist.
Facts.
Or a psychiatrist. Something. Facts. Somebody.
You don't put up with that,
bro. You can't just let that slide. Because next thing is going to be shitting. He's going to be cupping his shit, wiping it on the wall, saying...
To make it stronger.
It's making it stronger.
No, he needs a...
He needs help.
He needs to be, yeah, in the psych ward. Definitely.
100%.
He, no, okay.
That's not even an ick. That's just like...
Get help, please. Yeah.
That's just dirty, bro.
Yo, you're right. I wouldn't put up with any of this.
You wouldn't
and I thought
put up
I
with
was...
any of this.
Wow.
You wouldn't put up with any of
wow.
this.
Wow. All right, cool, cool.
Here's one I think you might put up with.
No way.
He farts in his sleep. I sleep with my head under the covers. That one I think you might put up with. Everybody farts in their sleep, bro. That's not something you can control.
I don't like where this conversation's going. You already know what I admitted to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. That's what...
that's me as well. And, you know, I will fully admit to that. I mean, you were over at my place like last week. You probably heard me like fart.
No way.
You didn't?
No way, I don't think so. All
right, hallelujah.
Did you bust one out?
Bro, it's just, I can't control it. When I'm sleeping...
It should happen.
And if I gotta sleep deep, I need to make sure my stomach is empty.
Oh my God! No, but at that point that she has to sleep under the cover? But read that again, because I thought she was getting under the cover so she wouldn't have to hear his fart.
No.
She
sleeps with her head under the cover.
And that's he farts how, every
yeah,
night.
And he when he's sleeping. I mean, that one. Is
why
just
why are you doing that to yourself?
Exactly.
Girl, this
bro.
Is your fault.
Get a different cover.
It sounds
Do
like
not
your
share
problem.
Covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely her problem.
Yeah.
Don't share covers. And if you're going to share cover, make sure your head is out for safety. For safety purposes.
Who sleeps under the cover? You know how many carbon dioxide you're breathing into your
exactly,
lungs?
Exactly, bro.
It's hot as fuck under the cover.
You gotta be suffocating at some point.
Literally.
If you can do that for like 8 hours every night, you're killing your brain cells without even knowing. All right, cool. This one has to be one of the most gross but still childish, manly thing. That anybody could have said. All right, so my husband is too lazy to walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night, so he keeps a large bottle beside his bed so he can pee into it.
What? What do you mean? Beside his bed?
Beside his bed. He just wakes up, goes... Brrr. You know, that's actually really convenient. I don't know why I haven't thought about that. I live by myself.
It smells.
I know, but you lock the bottle. And I live by myself, so nobody's going to tell me. But nah, man, that's wild.
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
You literally can't do that.
Nah. That's too far.
What is she talking about? My husband is too tired to go to... What the fuck are you talking about?
To walk to the bathroom.
And you put up with that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Why?
I don't understand how any of these people can get laid. How are you getting laid?
Yeah. Because the moment that happens, like, the attraction is it's gone.
How is, like, the whole neighborhood not being alerted about this person? Like, everybody. Like, any one of these men.
Yeah, yeah.
And why is it only men that we have to put up with?
Yes.
Why?
I actually thought about saying that because the comment is, what has your partner done? Okay.
Yes.
But it's only females commenting.
Only females coming for their man's throat. That's all I'm hearing. Men are fucking nasty. You. Ew.
I guess it's something that happens like when you become middle-aged as a man.
You just stop giving a fuck.
You just stop caring entirely because it's like you have nothing to prove. Your life is set. You're going to spend your life with one woman. You have kids. That's it. Your life is done. I think that's why a lot of people get like midlife crisis.
Why isn't that a threat to them that she would leave you?
But
because they're not leaving. That's why.
That's what I'm saying. They feel comfortable.
They're not leaving.
They feel comfortable.
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
Because the woman is not setting no pressure.
Nothing.
It's just like, yeah.
Better put on some pressure, girl.
Better put on some pressure. That can't slide.
You need pressure.
That cannot slide.
What are you talking about? Because he must have taken steps to this, like to have a bucket in next to him that he pees in. There's steps, there's levels to this shit,
a
man.
A bucket? He hasn't got that. It's a bottle. If it was a bucket, that's wild.
It was a bottle?
It's a bottle.
Wow.
All right, cool. We go to the next one. This thread is fucking amazing. He doesn't wash his ass properly in the shower.
No, foul. Foul. No way. Is it like she finds doodoo on his underwear? Is that where this is going?
No. Wait. Just, he doesn't wash his ass properly in the shower and then wipes shit on the towels.
No.
Wait. We now have color-coded towels and I try to not look or think about his. I also don't do butt stuff with him anymore.
Wait, so they used to do butt stuff on him?
They used to do butt stuff. He just took away all this privilege.
But on him?
On him, yeah. And apparently, he definitely enjoyed that.
So she's literally moving around the fact that this nigga has shit in his ass almost all the time.
Mm.
She's trying to move around it by buying colored, like poop colored. At this point, I'm thinking it's
brown,
poop colored.
Brown towels.
It's brown towels. Yes. She's moving around it.
Yeah.
And also not looking at the towels like very closely.
How do you even put up with that?
How do you tell your brain that,
Oh, yeah,
I have to go through this?
How do you convince yourself to be in a situation like that?
How do you do it?
How do you not convince yourself that it's easier to go, first of all, find another partner? That's easier than having to put up with this. Because the mental strength that you need, bro, it's a lot.
New towels. She bought new towels.
Color-coded.
To not tell him, go wash your ass.
I'm pretty sure she has done that.
You cannot tell a guy to go wash his ass and the next day the same shit happens. If that happens, he's mentally not okay, you fucking leave. There is no discussion about to happen.
Sounds like everybody in this thread is not mentally okay.
They're literally not okay. The two pairs, both of them.
All of them, bro.
I'm
actually now like a little bit worried about myself. Like when I turn 40, am I gonna be like this off? Cause they're men. I'm a man, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to think that I'm better than anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it's an actual fear. Like where is my headspace gonna be when I'm 40? Is this where I'm heading?
Mm.
Nah, bro. I hope not.
No, it's nonsense.
That is
absolutely
nonsense.
He can't wash his ass and he's getting laid. Make it make sense. This is the kind of people you should have left in the streets. You leave them in the streets to live. That's where they belong. We out here marrying them and offering them children.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah, that's why.
Bruh.
So that was that for this thread. And I just had one more thing that I thought was very interesting that I just wanted you to clarify for me.
So you wanted me to clarify?
Yeah, I just wanted you to clarify for me.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, so this was also like another Reddit thread, yeah?
Yes. We're on Reddit's ass today.
On Reddit's ass today. I was just going on this loophole.
Mm.
And then I saw this question, what's something about the female body you wish you could change? I was like, ooh, interesting.
Excuse me? Excuse me? What is this attack? Okay.
It's a question to women, okay? So I was like, all right, cool. Let me see what women feel like they need to change.
Wait, what? Like about?
About the female body you wish you could change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like men saying like, oh, what is...
No. That would have been sexist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, excuse me. What are we on about? Yeah, continue.
Nah. So the first comment came in like, period pain.
Facts.
Period pain. I was like, yeah.
Facts.
Like, no, that one I can
bullshit.
Understand.
That's some
that
bullshit.
Is bullshit. The fact that you need to bleed blood.
Bleed blood. Actual blood, you know? Wow.
It's wild. Every month? Oof.
Every month. Our body really hates us.
It really does, bro.
It does.
And then the next one was like, I don't want asshole and nipple hair. Everybody gets that, I guess.
Nipple hair is far. It's so far. Nipple hair makes you feel like you're a man. Swear to God, it does.
Gotta shave that shit.
Every time we find that shit, that's very annoying.
Is that, wait.
It's the most unfeminine shit ever. Nipple hair.
Does it take a long time for it to grow out, like after you cut it? Or does it grow very often?
No, it doesn't grow very often.
Yeah.
It's like very rare. But when you find it, you feel...
Girl, stop.
You feel like you're not feminine anymore. You feel like you're a whole ass man, I swear.
You feel the testosterone raging in your body.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like sucking on somebody's titties and then
you find ooh.
And then when I'm like coming out and then I got the hair like stuck in my mouth and I'm pulling it with me.
It's like flossing your teeth.
Yeah.
That's too far.
That would have been funny as fuck though. But all of those were calm, right?
Yeah.
When I saw like period pain, I was like, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, hair on places you don't want, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But this one caught me off guard. And this is where I needed you to do some explanation for me.
Okay.
Somebody said, retractable teeth or claws in our vagina that comes out when our body or minds feel threat.
Read that again?
One more time. What's the one thing about the female body you wish you could change? Yeah. Somebody said, retractable teeth or claws in our vagina that comes out when our body or minds feel threat.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not a thing.
That is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
No, that's not a thing.
It's literally a
How
thing.
How is
I thought...
that a thing? A retractable teeth or claws.
Yeah.
When you feel like you're a threat.
Yeah.
If that was a thing, then why does rape happen? Why can't you just bring it on command so you can just like
but they know
bite that shit?
They know that, but sometimes, sometimes it doesn't work. But it does. That does happen.
You're kidding.
I'm not though.
No, I swear to God, that's a lie.
I'm literally not.
Where does the teeth go? Where does it hide?
It just comes out when it's necessary at the right moment.
You're messing with me right now.
I thought you knew this though.
How the hell am I supposed to know this?
Ad.
No, they don't.
Yes, they.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. That's not a thing.
No, it literally happens.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Like, that's like our defense mechanism.
Claws.
It's our defense mechanism.
No.
Bruh, this is, has generated like in history. Yeah.
Bro, no.
Bruh,
I genuinely...
Haven't you went to sex ed?
Bruh, I have. But nobody told me about teeth where it's not supposed to be. I know
well,
that you have teeth.
Teeth is supposed to be there.
Over here. But you're not supposed to have teeth in your vajayjay?
That's for defense mechanisms. Of course,
what
we
are you
that.
Defending against? Wait, that's a joke. Okay, that's literally a joke.
Yeah.
But like, nah, bro.
I mean, you can Google if you want.
Bro, no, it doesn't make sense. I actually thought like the person was being sarcastic.
No, it's actually
but that's
true.
Actually a thing.
Yeah, so, it's actually true, and sometimes it comes out too during our period time.
Do you feel it coming out?
No, you sometimes like you know when your nail breaks.
Yeah.
Like the nail there can break too, and then like with your period, then it can come out.
You're talking shit.
No, it can actually come out.
You're
you can Google it. Google it.
You're talking.
Just Google
shit.
It.
You're talking shit. You're talking shit. You're actually talking shit right now.
You can literally just Google it.
You got
I don't understand that you missed ed class that much.
You got nails.
Yes.
In your private part.
Yes. And sometimes it breaks and then it comes out during our period time. That's why we needed the cleaning system. You
nah,
get in our
bro.
Body. I swear to God. Like, that's why you needed the cleaning system in our body. So, like, it can take out things like that. That might generate, like, if we feel threatened that one. I can't believe you missed, like, sex ed that much. That's insane.
No, that's not something they teach.
That's literally something they teach.
I swear to God, they haven't taught me that.
Where did you do your sex ed?
I did in school, but they haven't taught me that. But like, do you feel it like when it's coming out, like when you're doing the deed? Have you ever felt it coming out when you're doing the deed?
How fucking would you, bro?
Bro, stop playing with me, man. Stop playing with me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me. Now I'm actually mad. Fucking hell, bro.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
No, you got me. You got me.
You play with you guys more like this. That's hilarious.
You got me. I'm not even going to lie. I got emotional thinking about that, bro.
You were like, why does rape happen? That was funny. That was
That would have been the scariest thing ever. Because I'm just thinking, you know, like alien movies, yeah?
Yeah.
Where they have, there's this, like Men in Black, mm-hmm. the villain in the end of the movie. I think it was like part 3. Do you know what that villain looks like? It has teeth coming out from the sides. It's like the mouth is round and it has teeth coming out from the side. That's Ooh. The image that I had in my mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was, nah, I would have gone celibate for the rest of my life if that was actually true.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't dare. Cause what if it comes out?
Just a little bang.
And okay. Good thing we cleared that out. See, I should be better at telling when you're lying, bro. Cause you try to pretend like you're being serious, but I can just tell you're not serious. I should know better. I should do better.
You should do better.
I should do better. I'm not going to let this shit happen again ever. Because now I feel like I've poured so much emotion into like that. That like...
It messed you up mentally.
Mentally, like... fucking
you
hell,
trusted
man.
Me so much.
So hard, man. We're in this video with a confession. So again, it goes to like, why would you put up with something in a relationship
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you don't have to. Like, a relationship isn't a do or die for. You will survive. You
without
know what
it,
I mean?
Yeah.
You will survive without it, okay? At the end of the day, put your happiness first, right? So it goes like this. I realized I detest my boyfriend. We've been together almost 3 years. We live together. I support us 100%. In the year we've been together, he's worked maybe 2 months. He's depressed and anxious, and he steals all the oxygen and joy out of every room. He never wants to go anywhere, but then complains that we never go anywhere.
Bruh.
I got him an interview at my work, a moderately well-paid entry-level position. He refused to go, saying he wasn't ready. Then spends time complaining about not having a job. You get the idea. everything in our lives revolves around him and his moods. He cries, he also just sighs incessantly. There's no laughter or happiness in our home. I walk on eggshells all the time. I dread coming home from work. He grabbed me a few days ago and shook me so hard I'm bruised on my upper arms. The apartment is in my name, but he literally has nowhere to go because he has no friends and he refuses to contact his family. So he'd be homeless, and I can't do that to him or any human, really. I fantasize about being alone all the time, like only cooking or shopping or doing anything just for myself. It would be incredible to be able to breathe again. His birthday was last week. Listen to this part. His birthday was last week, and I saved up for a month to get him something related to his hobby. When I gave it to him, he said, "I just told you I didn't want to do this anymore. What were you thinking?" I think at that point, any love I still felt for him just died. He doesn't cook, clean, care for his dog, or do anything but just play video games. I'm trapped in a prison, and I just really don't care what happens to me anymore. I don't want to die, but I wouldn't be upset if I didn't wake up tomorrow, if that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
I know what I should do, but I'm just a dumb bitch. Well said.
What the fuck he said?
Well said. Like, why? Why are you putting yourself in a situation where it's like the person is literally taking your will for life and you're still staying? And I get it. She said that she's afraid that, like, if she kicks him out, he doesn't have nowhere to go. But you just gotta trust that that's his shit. He will figure it out somehow. I mean, there's so many things I have to say.
An adult man, bro. That we're talking about. An adult man. That she's treating like a child.
Yeah. She's being a mother.
Why are you forcing yourself into this? But the thing I don't understand is, like, she's also like, oh yeah, I can't put him out, la 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 la, so I have to keep him as my boyfriend?
Mm.
Who said that?
Mm.
He could just live at your place, but you don't have to call him your boyfriend no more.
No, he like, shouldn't even live at her
he
place.
He should have, but I'm just saying, yeah. That's not a reason to be, like, together with somebody, yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about? And the guy, he's disrespectful, no shame, useless little boy. That's what he is. Yeah. He just sits there, plays video games all the time. That's a kid, babes. That's what you have.
Mm.
Put his ass out. He will 100%. Contact his family one way or another.
Yeah.
He won't be on the streets. He will contact his family. Totally figure his shit out.
That would also teach him to be humble.
That would teach him a valuable life lesson.
Because he's not even being nice to her, and she's the one taking care of things.
100%. 100%. You're not even doing a little 50-50 thing.
He's not helping out whatsoever. Just playing video games and chilling.
She would rather think about suicide
than break up with
somebody. Get his ass out.
That's the part that I found wild. Like, you would rather somebody take your world, your joy for life, than break up with them. That just shows that you don't love you enough. Because if you value yourself whatsoever, you're not going to let anybody, and I mean literally anybody, get you to
take
the verge
your will
of
life.
Not literally. Wanting to enjoy life.
You enjoy life, huh?
And she sees, like, how great her life would be. Like, she would be able to cook for herself. I mean,
He doesn't even clean. Did you hear what she said?
He doesn't even take care of his own dog, okay?
He's the guy that doesn't wash his ass. That's him. That's literally him.
He's the guy that does everything that I read from the post before. He's literally that guy. He's the one that wakes up, has a bottle by the side of his bed, and just pisses like that. He's the guy that shits twice a week and expects her to clean it.
Yeah.
For real.
That's the guy.
That's him.
That's
Oh, my days, bro.
Yo. Wait. I can't believe that as an adult person, you don't have a job that pays you, but then you have hobbies. How does that make sense?
There's so many things about this. And also another thing that he complains about that he doesn't want to change. He complains that they never go out.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever she wants to go out, he doesn't want to go out. But I couldn't live
that
with
somebody
like that. That
would take your... Yeah, that would take, like, the living soul of yours. Your spark would die.
Literally.
Being with somebody like that.
Until they get kicked out, that is.
You gotta go. You just gotta go. I don't know where you gotta go, but you gotta go. You gotta go ASAP.
Yeah. I was gonna say she can just like pack his stuff when he goes out to work or something like that.
Change the lock.
Change the lock. But that's the thing though. He doesn't go out to work. He's at home all the time.
Fuck! Oh my god! Facts! Actual facts.
So you couldn't even like do it sneakishly. And then so you don't have the guilty conscience on your head. Because if he's not there, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
He's always there.
I feel like if she's like renting, then she should just not pay the next paycheck. Just let them know that she's leaving.
Yeah.
And just stop and moving just furniture when he's playing his game. Just stop moving furniture. And just get a new place. Leave him in there. No rent, none.
Yeah.
Just him and his Game Boy.
Even all of that is like unnecessary, bro. Why do you have to do all of that just to make sure that somebody leaves? You know what I mean? You have to find a whole new apartment to make sure you don't live with him no more. It's like excessive. Just like let him know, like straight up. Like
just for the extra disrespect. Just like, I left you when you were still at home, you know?
Yeah. Nah. You just gotta.
At the end of the day, even like, end up in that predicament?
Yeah. Because it must have been good at some point. At one point does the person go like, I don't care about life. And I know that you don't have the guts to leave me. So I'm just going to behave anyhow. You know what I mean?
I feel like it goes both ways.
Yeah. Because you kind of like need to contribute in that some way for the person to feel that comfortable. Because if you're always like you have a certain level that you want to maintain in life and you can't have somebody fuck that up. Then you wouldn't be together with somebody because they would be able to tell immediately when they start acting up that you are ready to leave. Like,
exactly.
you're not about to put up with their shit and then exactly. They would man up.
Yeah.
But it kind of like goes both ways. If you let shit slide, you never know how far that person can take it. And this guy has taken it to the max.
Literally. He's on a different level.
He's on a different
and
level.
She said he even like grabbed her and she got bruised.
Yeah.
So he has the audacity to even take it that far. Babes, I don't know if you're like mentally abused or something to be staying in some kind of relationship because there's no way a sane person would stay in those relationships.
No.
That's just not okay. They're killing your will to live, literally. Literally. Live his ass on the streets.
Yeah.
Leave him. He's a grown man. He's not a child. There's no reason for you to feel bad that you left him on the streets and he doesn't have... even the job to provide for himself. That's his fault.
Yeah, he'll figure that out. The best thing that you can do for him is actually leave him, because then if he has any motivation for life, it's gonna come at that point, because then he's gonna have to work, he's gonna have to do stuff to be able to take care of himself. But if you always like cuddle him, put him in this comfortable position,
he's not gonna want to grow because
he doesn't have a reason to.
No,
that's what it sounds like.
No,
he's comfortable.
You're paying 100% of the bills
and he's playing video games.
He's playing video games.
Every man's dream. You don't think I want a woman that's gonna be paying the bills while I just go play football?
Yo.
That would be the dream.
That would be the actual dream.
Yeah, but I just know nobody's gonna put up with my shit if I do
and
that.
And you got birthday gifts, bro. The birthday gift should have been, your rent is fucking paid, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do people feel like they need to be in a relationship?
That's a good question. Because all of this is literally unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, at what point in life do you go like, I'm good where I'm at. Like, no matter what this person does, I'm always going to be with them. At what point do you lose that zest in life? Because I feel like when you're younger, you know what you want. You know what I mean? And sometimes it could be like unrealistic, but at least you still have like a sense of direction.
Yeah.
But from what I just read the whole day today,
yeah,
it seems like you get to a certain point in life where it's like
you give up.
You can just put up with anything and you just don't have that zest in you no more. You know?
I don't know
at what age, if it's like an age
does
thing
that hit? Yeah.
Or it's like a self-love thing, like a lack of self-love, which I definitely think contributes. You know?
That's what I think too.
I think the most realistic thing could be like a combination of both age and also you lack like self-love and self-assurance. Like you don't think you're gonna find something better.
Sounds like a bad combo. Yeah.
Even though it's clear that you are gonna find something better, you're gonna find somebody that doesn't shit twice a week. That's actually easy to find, but you still want to put up with that? Like, bro, make it make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, the peeing too. How far is the toilet? Like, this I'm mad that it's only women. That's what I'm mad about. I'm mad.
Yeah.
Because I know men do not put up with shit. Women put up with the most.
With the most.
With literally the most. Yeah. Why are we like this?
Because a man wouldn't put up with somebody shitting twice a week.
No, no. You can't even put up like having hair in places.
Yeah.
Not pissing next to you when you're trying to sleep.
Exactly. For that, I think the reason why it's like why women put up with the most shit, I feel like that definitely has like an age thing to it. Like after you reach a certain age, I feel like you think it's going to become difficult to like find another partner.
Ah.
You think it's going to be more difficult. So you're like,
yeah, your prime days are over. You stop.
Or so you think, but you can still technically get somebody else. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's what they tell you. Yeah. But that your prime days is over. Exactly. Or you need to stay with the man that you found.
Yeah. And the one that you have kids with and everything.
But the one that shows butt quack.
The one that what?
Shows butt quack.
yeah, exactly.
Which one would you feel bad for? Like if your wife, future wife, whatever, now did any of those things, which one would you be like, oh, okay, let's get you help? Or which one would you be like immediately, like, nah, you gotta go out now?
Bro, all of them.
But like,
what I'm not even gonna lie, the booger thing on the wall.
Oh! That gotta go.
My girl?
She gotta go.
My girl. No.
It's not the booger thing that got me, bro. It's the pimple. Yeah. Taking out the redhead and then just putting it by the mirror. Yuck.
That's gross.
No, that they gotta go. I think that
they gotta go for all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Which one would you feel bad for is what I'm saying.
What do you mean feel bad for?
Like, which one would you be like, okay, maybe it's you got issues or let's figure some shit out.
Bro,
all of them. I think if they were like taking a shit, that one I would be like, okay, you do need medical help.
Yeah.
Like right now. Let's try medical help first before I throw you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we're assuming that there's like medical issues behind it. If there was medical issues.
There has to be medical issues. Otherwise, there's no reason.
At least we need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we talk to somebody and they deem that there was no medical issues,
you gotta go. Now, then I'm sorry, you gotta go. You too gotta go. But the booger, yeah, you gotta go immediately. Immediately.
Because that's on purpose.
That's purpose.
And they look you in the eye.
You can't look me in my eye and do that. You can't look me in the eye and do that.
Wait. The other one where he said, like, I think it was the burger one, yeah? He does that and then he wipes it in the car, right?
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, I like to have that nice time, like holding my girl's thighs and everything, yeah? Imagine he does that, okay? Big man, he's driving his car, he does that.
Puts it on his thigh.
He wipes it and then he holds your thigh and then he looks at you.
That thigh gotta go. That thigh has to go. You gotta imitate that thigh. Got to go. Immediately. You have to kick him out and then go fucking operate. You're like, that's gone. It's gone. It's spoiled.
Gross as fuck, man.
It's spoiled, bro.
It's done for. It's literally done. There's no sex in this stuff. There's no tension.
No.
There's no tension.
Everything is dead.
Everything is loose.
The connection dead.
Everything is loose. All right, man. Once again, thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you haven't subscribed or liked or anything like that, just remember the embarrassing story that I told about my cousin earlier. I'm putting him on the spot, so I think that makes this episode definitely deserve a like, comment, subscribe, and everything else.
And rate us as well in all the podcast scenes.
Yeah, exactly. We've been at like 10. We've had like 10 ratings so far.
Yeah, and I'm so happy about it.
And I was so happy about that. But then it's been at 10 since then. And we need to step it up, guys.
We need to step it up. Let's step up our game.
Please, like, help us step it up a little bit. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. Yep.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.